Chi High Hockey is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Culver's of Lake Halley, and by Berry Global of Chippewa Falls. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Greg Stewart.
Good evening, everybody. We are at the Chippewa Ice Arena tonight as the Chi High Cardinals host the Superior Spartans in the 21-22 season. Superior comes in here with a record that is not typical for them. They are 4-9. They've lost four straight. And Chi High, coming off a 1-1 tie on Saturday night against University School here, is 6-7-1 on the season. Welcome. Glad to have you along. Up here in the booth with me, Chase Hoople, the JV coach. You got a overtime win tonight over the Sparties. Let's see if we can do the same and at least get a win, maybe a little more comfortable win over Superior in this varsity game, huh?
Yeah, maybe a little less heart attacks. For those of you, because the radio does not do JV games, my kids almost messed up a 3-on-0 breakaway to end the game. But they somehow made it really ugly and figured out a way to put it in, which is all that matters,
yep.
I think.
A win is a win is a win.
Exactly.
So JV got it going in the right direction here tonight, and varsity to follow Chi High and Superior. These two teams have already played a game at the Ashwaubenon Tournament, and Cards beat Spartans 4-3. Chi High fell behind 2-0, but got a couple of goals from Jack and a goal and an assist from Owen. And teams that, you know, are grinder teams here a bit. Superior and Chi High both like to play physical hockey. And it may be up to special teams here this evening. Both teams have had a rough go of it with special teams. Talking to Jason Kalen, their head coach, and he says it's all about penalties. We take too many penalties. It's about 6 or 7 a game that they take, and the other teams have burned them on the special teams. And Chi High trying to get their act together on the power play and special teams and penalty kill as well. That'll be part of hopefully a Chi High victory here tonight.
Yes, you know, and that's the thing. They're both blue collar style hockey teams where they're going to be physical. You know, I will say, Cardinal team, we've done a really great job at limiting our penalties.
Yep.
From, I think it was our first probably 4 or 5 games of the year, we were just taking way too many, and now the boys are doing a good job of keeping it at usually 4 or less. You know, and that's one thing that I even have it on my keys to the game tonight is our special team.
Well,
so
let's talk about that. Time for Toys and Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. All right, expand on that. Talk about the other keys in your mind for tonight.
All right, so I'm going to start with my first key of the night, which is starting the game. Setting the tone, getting the momentum right away. They have bus legs. They just came 2 hours. They sat around and watched a JV game. So right away, that first 5 minutes is going to be crucial to set the tone for this game. Next is, like you said, they're a physical team. So we want to bring the physicality right back to them. You know, I expect this game to be kind of a football game, which brings me to my third point, special teams.
Mm-hmm.
Our power play last week, I think we went 1-for-15, and tonight they're going to sit in the box. They're going to give us opportunities to work the wheel a little bit, so we need to capitalize. I'm expecting our power play we need to run at 25%, which is going to lead to my fourth key to the game is 4-plus goals. You know, you look at our schedule and how many games, if we would have scored 4 or more goals, we would have won. I think I counted 3 or 4. So that's the difference between our record being 6-7 and having a winning record. So we need to score 4-plus goals, good power play execution, be physical, and start the game strong.
Yeah, we outshot University School 51-30, 0-for-5 in the power play on Saturday night. We've left a lot of meat on the bone here this year when it comes to potential goals being scored.
Exactly, and a lot of that is just going to the areas that they don't look pretty. You know, and the funny thing is, we were watching NHL Network in the coach's office last night, and lo and behold, Kaprizov scores his own rebound goal. You know, even the biggest superstar in the NHL, arguably, is scoring goals in the paint. So there's no reason some high schoolers can't do it. So that's what our team needs to focus on, is get pucks on net and crash. Not every goal needs to look pretty. They just need to go in the net, because at the end of the day, no one asks how, they ask how many.
That's for sure. Even a 3-0, if you blow it, you keep digging.
It doesn't have to look pretty.
Yep, get right to the paint, get in the goalie's face, and get a goal. So there you go, our keys to the game brought to you by the dealer, where you're going to find a friend, Toys and Ford, in Chippewa Falls. It's Cardinal Countdown ahead of tonight's game. It's not a conference game. Superior's an independent, but it is a big game from a seeding standpoint, because Superior, after going to the D2 title game last year, is a D1 school again. Jason Kalen always wanted to be a D1 school. They play a D1 schedule, and they're in our same section. So this is a big game from that standpoint. The Superior coach hoping they can beat Chi-High, because it would be huge for them at seeding meeting. Of course, Chi-High wants to get some momentum too going into that confab.
Yeah, and right now is the time of the year where, you know, I look at our schedule and our record right now, and, you know, I'm not super focused on even the seeding meeting anymore, because we know we're not going to get a good seed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that's the way that we just have to come to reality and just know we're not going to get the one or the two seed. We're going to get a lower seed. We might not even be playing at home right away. You know, so our mindset now has to be going full speed downhill. All right? You know, getting those little things to connect, getting guys to start scoring goals so we can hit that 4-plus mark, making sure we're playing strong D-zone coverage, making sure we're getting a good F1 going, making sure that the wheels are turning so that way when we get in the playoffs, we're going in with momentum. Because if you win a state championship, no one asks what your record was.
Yep. All right, Jason Gregg here, and Ezra Van Dyke, the Flying Dutchman, hanging on to the controls back at our WOGO studios tonight ahead of the Superior Chi-High boys hockey game here. And this is Cardinal Countdown. We will continue, and we'll catch up with assistant head coach Scott Sinkink in just a few minutes live at ice level for his thoughts about tonight's game. So we'll be right back on Cardinal Countdown.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA. Both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi-High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over 2 decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi-High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
This is Cardinal Countdown on a Tuesday night. High school hockey, Chi High and Superior. Let's get downstairs. Chase is with Scott Sinkink, the assistant head coach.
Right, here we are with Coach Scott Sinkink. Coach, how are you feeling tonight?
Feeling good, Hoop. How are you doing?
I'm feeling good. You know, it's nice to see Superior back down here. Hopefully we can kind of put a beating on them like we did over in Green Bay. And with me making that point, you know, what were some keys to success for us when we played them in Green Bay?
We were in a little bit of a funk at that point, and we really focused on getting pucks to the net, getting bodies to the net, and they are a big physical team. We expect them to play that way. Undisciplined at times as well, but as always, Superior is a historic program that's always been a very tough opponent. They just played Hudson in Hudson 3-1 the other night, so we're expecting a very difficult game, to be sure.
Absolutely, and something that I want to say is we had a game Saturday against University School and 51 shots, one goal. So what are going to be some successes for the Cardinal team to start putting more pucks in the net?
Well, a big part of it's going to be kind of amping up our power play a little bit. Power play could definitely be the difference in tonight's game for both sides, whether it be us killing or us on the power play. Special teams is going to be big. It kind of, in a way, is going to kind of start there. It'd be nice to see us capitalize a few times on that. But 5-on-5, we've been very successful. It's the special teams that have really hurt us this year. So 5-on-5, I don't worry about us getting opportunities. They're going to come. It's just a matter of getting to that point and making sure we make the most of our power play opportunities tonight.
Absolutely. And my final question here, because we got stripes on the ice, is, you know, this is the second time we're playing Superior. So what are you expecting to see that might be a little bit different from the first time we played them?
I'm expecting them to be a little more seasoned at the point that where we played them. You know, it was a younger season. I expect them to be probably a little bit more mature than the first time. So, you know, just a team that definitely understands the game and where they're at within the context of the game. So we're going to have to be smart. We're going to have to play hard.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, good luck tonight, and thank you for your time.
Thanks, Hoop. Appreciate it.
All right, guys, thank you very much. Scott Sinkink, and he and his wife are going to have a baby coming up here in about a week, so wish them the best as they count it down. And we are counting down just a couple of minutes from puck drop here tonight as Chi High hosts Superior. Spartans again 4-9, uncharacteristic of the program that they've struggled. They have lost four straight, and nobody saw this coming because they had 17 letter winners back, 17 seniors on this team coming back this year from a team that made it to the D2 championship game last year, lost to St. Mary's Springs 4-1 in the title game. They've been to state 38 times, 13 state titles. And Jason Kalen, their head coach, in his 21st season, over 300 victories. Scott Parker went past the 400 win total last year. He is in his 35th season as head coach of the Chi High Cardinals. So a couple of veteran coaches. I don't think anything is going to surprise either guy here tonight. Both Parker and Kalen known each other for a long time, and very rarely do we see Superior twice in the same season, but that's happening here tonight.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be, I really think it's going to be a fun game. You know, it's going to be gritty. You know, both teams have had games in between then, so both teams had opportunities to grow. So we're going to see the same team, but we might see a few different things out of them.
Here's a goalie matchup for Superior. They'll have a senior, Trevor Soderlund. He is 4-9 with a 3.10 goals against average, a save percentage of .895. And for the Cards, it's Bridger Fixmer, their senior. He is 2-7-1, a goals against average of .294. and a save percentage of 908. Still kind of working his way back after the injury season last year. And, you know, he played well in the 1-1 tie against University School, made some big saves. Just, you know, Cards lacking the scoring punch so far this year.
Exactly. And the thing about Bridger is, you know, his save percentage isn't up to his standards, you could say. And, you know, the biggest thing is we just haven't been winning some games that we feel we should have won. You know, and I make this joke with our coaching staff all the time, but winning fixes everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it fixes your mentality. It fixes the trajectory of the season. So winning fixes everything.
You bet it does. All right, the teams are on the ice. Tom Voidel, the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, is here with tonight's starting lineups.
First introducing the starting line for the Spartans, in goal, number 33, Trevor Soderlund. The defenseman, number 8, Trevor Anderson. And number 18, Mason Stenberg. The center, number 36, Robert Powell. And the wings, number 11, Carter Pettit. And number 29, Carter Kalen. And the rest of the Spartans, along with their head coach, Jason Kalen, and assistant coaches, Evan Nelson, Ryan Hendry, Rob Downs, and Peyton Flanders. And now we're introducing the starting line for the Chi-Hi Cardinals, in goal, number 1, Bridger Fixmer. The defenseman, number 5, Drake Bovey. And number 34, Jack Bovey. The center, number 19, Ben Carlson. And the wings, number 4, Owen Krista. And number 6, Trevor Bovey. And the rest of the Cardinals, along with their head coach, Scott Parker, and assistant coaches Scott Sikink, Austin Taylor, and Chase Hoople.
All right, here we go. Chi-Hi and Superior tonight on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Puck drop just a couple of minutes away.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your 3 float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
The Medicine Shop knows that getting sick is about as fun as a relaxing bubble bath with no hot water and piranhas. Or walking barefoot in the morning when your cat left you a surprise.
Oh.
And so did the puppy.
Are you kidding me?
Getting sick is no fun, but at least you have the Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Superior in the blue jerseys with the light blue and white trim here tonight. Chi-Hi in their home whites with the black and red trim. Black Breezers, our officiating crew tonight. The referees are Andy Crambuehl and Derek Robards, our linesman, is Dalton Rowan. And here we go, high school hockey on Wogo.com, WOGO AM 680 and 103.1 FM. No Cards TV today. And Superior wins the opening draw. They bank it off the wall. That one's going to be hauled in on the backside by Jack Bobey to go on the near wing. And Superior with the pick, and they've got it out of neutral ice. Now they cough it up, and Jack's got it. Banks it off the inboards behind his goaltender, Bridger Fixmer, the senior, wearing that numero uno. Here's a lead pass, and Carlson had it in between his skates and couldn't find it. He had a breakaway chance, and Ben's got a touch up to get on sides here. But 35 seconds into the period. Here's a pick and a chance. Oh, it was Jackson Hoym who saw the breakout pass, got it between the defensemen. With the intercept, he had a chance. He threw it off the goaltender's shoulder up into the netting, and a glorious opportunity for Hoym right there.
It was a nice play. I would have, you know, when you're on a breakaway there, I would like to see him make more of a move than to try to shoot it short side. But, you know, it was a great play to get a stick in the lane and a good opportunity for us.
Well, it's something he'll learn. I mean, he's only a sophomore, so he's got some time to develop that breakaway and get a little more patience in there. There's a one-timer on net. That one sticked into the corner by Trevor Soderlund, the Superior goaltender. Chi High already with a win against Superior. It was a tough game. They got up 2-0. Cards fought back and won the game by a goal. Here's an intercept by Superior. That was Guttler, their senior captain, a junior captain, pardon me. Guttler's a junior, and he fired that one over the crossbar at point blank range. Still caught up in the Chi High end of the ice, and Rieger's got to get on it. Now he stops, opens up some ice, takes a look off to the left side, banks it off the wall, and the Cards are in. Here is Jackson. Jackson moves in, fires a shot, stopped by Soderlund, and he'll steer that one into the corner. Nice forecheck right there by the Cards. Ezra Lindstrom getting the puck, comes in, rifles a shot. That one ticked off the glass behind the goaltender. Soderlund goes into the elbow, back to the point, and a pass off the inboards by Jack Bobey. And this one's going to be steered back out by Superior. Cards regather out of neutral ice. Breyer Niblett steps on in his line. Breyer chases this one down in the corner. Smalls is on this line as well. Niblett getting into the fray. And a scrum develops in the right corner of the Superior zone. Guy's still battling down there, and this one is ripped around the boards. He's going to come back to the point, but Drake couldn't hold the zone, and he'll spin off on the D change here after he throws it in the Superior zone. Cards got onside, Superior on the break, and here they come out at neutral ice. Here comes Trent Peterson, the sophomore. He'll move in, leads a shot over for Carter Pettit, and a one-timer on net, and Bridger is down. Had I think Trevor was on top of him, got shoved into him, and the Cards counter back in the Superior zone. Centering pass right there, ticked off a player. Ricocheted into the corner. Another centering pass, and this one intended for Ben. Didn't see it coming, and this one is going to deflect off to the left wing corner. Picked up right there by Mason Sternberg. The defenseman will jump into the play and start the Superior Spartans into the Chi High zone. 13:43, a fast-paced game so far. Lead pass for Owen, who had a goal Saturday night against University School. And Owen gets some backside help from Jackson Hoym. Superior, though, takes it away, and they cough it right back up. Here is Rieg. Rieger will send this one into the zone. Cards scramble for it. Here's a shot on net, and the goaltender kind of a weak angle there for the Cards. It was a hard shot, but fought off by Soderlund. And now we've got a stoppage of play, and we're going to have our first penalty of
power
the game.
Play.
We got a hold on Drew Nelson, the senior forward for Superior, and get the test of the power play here.
Hopefully we get an A+.
Yeah, we could sure use it. Both teams struggling on the man advantage. Chi High 13.6, Superior 13.2 this year, but they do take a lot of penalties, and the Cards need to make them pay. Here is Drew Bovey with Jack, now on the near wing. over for the Cards, and they cough it up and cleared back down to the Chi High end by Superior. Bridger will leave it for Jack. And here is Jack right now. He's got the green light to jump into the play, and he does. He walks across the blue line. Had it ticked away for just a moment there. And this one is still inside the zone. Here is Drew Bobey. Bobey's got it. Got tripped up a little bit. And still able to haul it in the corner. Cards set up their power play. Here's a one-timer from Jack. And that one didn't get to the goaltender. Some traffic out in front of Soderlund. Jack has got it right now. Hands off to Drew. Drew's going to skate in. Looked like he was going to go for the wraparound try. Turned it toward the goaltender. Middle of the circle on the near wing. And we've got 47 seconds left to go in the power play as it's cleared by Superior. Spartans have it. Or rather, Chi High has it. Here is Drake. Lead pass for Trevor Bovey. Bovey into the corner. He's got Ben Carlson on his wing. Ben will come up with the play. Over to Trevor. On the near wing and the half wall now. Cards set up their power play with only 25 seconds to go on the man advantage. This one floated back for Ben, who's quarterbacking the power play at the blue line. Now they drop it low for Owen. On the far side for Drake Bovey. This one picked up on the near wing by Carter Hoym. And he shot a shot that deflected off a Superior skate, still inside the zone, but time ticking down. 2 seconds left to go in the power play. One final shot of the man advantage by Ben. It went way wide, and Superior back to five players now. So the Cards still struggling a bit on the power play. Not a lot of glorious chances on that man advantage, huh?
No, and the biggest thing is we want shots on the power play 100%. I want to be smart with our shots. We have Jack Bovey wheeling it around the net and tries to go short side from 4 feet outside the paint when he could have dished it up to his brother. You know, we need to be smart with our shot selection, not just trying to get as many pucks on net as possible.
Face off in the Superior zone. Spartans have it. We'll angle this one off the wall into the Chi High, into the ice, and Cards will intercept. And the lead pass there for Lindy. He'll turn it into the corner. It's wrapped around the boards in the Superior zone, and the Spartans on the break right now. Across the line is George Hansen. He is a senior. We've seen him before through the years. Hansen walked it into the corner, then lost it. And Lindy's got it for Chi High. This one shoveled off the boards into the Superior zone, but a little too deep, and that will be an icing call right here. Well, Stelter Incorporated strives to bring you the absolute highest quality, longest lasting concrete. 3 generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. The drop in the right circle in the Chippewa zone. Superior had it for a moment. Bounces around. Nobody able to cradle it on their stick. And this one's going to come loose in the corner for Evan Esslinger. Tried to wrap it around the boards. Cards have it right now. Here is Rieg. Rieger hands off ahead. And the Cards have it. Mason Johnson made a move at the blue line. And that kind of stopped play here. Not where you want to make your shake and bake right there. And Cards are caught in offsides. So that'll stop the action here with 10:07 left to go. First period. Shots 4-2 in favor of Chi High here. There's the drop, and Superior's got it. This one is lobbed ahead into the Chi High zone. Going to be tracked down by Drake Bovey. Drake goes rink wide. There's the intercept. Pass, breakout pass, red, and it bounces in on Bridger, and he makes the save. He cups it under his glove and hangs on for the faceoff in the Chi High zone.
I think I stopped breathing.
It was close.
You want to check that for me?
Yeah. We'll do a little CPR on you here. 9:53 left to go, first period. Defensive zone faceoff for Chi High, and Ben lays it back in the corner, and they'll work the wraparound. And here's a pass for Trevor Bovey into the zone, 1-on-2. Bovey waiting for some help. Ben follows up. Carlson in the corner. Bovey there as well. And it's taken away by Superior, but they give it right back. Out in the center circle was Drake, and he just waited for it to come his way. Superior's got it now. They work it out of their own zone on the far side. Here's a pass for Piggott as they came in. Didn't get a whole lot on it. Fanned a bit on it. And this one is going to be cleared by the Cards. Taken down to the 9-minute mark. Left to go. First period. No score here between a couple of familiar opponents. Through the years, Chi High has played Superior just about every year. This time, this is the second meeting between the two teams. Chi High looking for a sweep. This one kicked around at neutral ice. Came off a skate and racing to get it is Drake Bovey. Drake launched one in, then he's going to exit stage right and hit the bench for a couple of minutes. Chi High on the forecheck and the breakout pass intercepted and put on the forehand by Mason Johnson. He turned it toward the net, so close, but the goaltender Soderlund got over, made the stop, deflects off him, up and out of play.
You know, for those of you that aren't watching, the fact that Mason Johnson just got that shot off is utterly amazing, you know, and that attests to his time that he literally spends in the shooting cage after practice, and that's what you want in a hockey player right there. So just so everyone on the radio listening knows, that was incredible.
That's Rieger over to Esslinger for the Cards. They got it into the right elbow in the Superior zone, still caught up in the north end of the barn here. And Chi High trying to keep it pinned in there, but can't. And Superior will bank this one all the way down. Esslinger has to get there quickly. Drops a pass for Rieg. Rieger trying to get away from the pressure that Superior's putting on him. Found an opening. Banked it off the walls. Looking to put it on the tape of Drew Bovey. And just beyond his reach. So an icing call right there against Chi High. Well, if you don't want to go out in the cold, the Medicine Shop offers free local delivery and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products when you transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. No score, 8:03 left to go. Cards on the breakout pass here. They get it connected, and here comes Briar Niblett. Nibs goes across the blue line, stretches in behind the goaltender Soderlund, then was rubbed on the wall. And that allows Superior to come up with the loose rubber, and they'll floor it down the ice. But an icing call here against the Spartans. 5-4, the shots in favor of Chi High. And no score on the board right now. Well, we'll hear from a third member of our broadcast team here. Landon Tease is back after a holiday break, and he'll join us between periods and catch up with some of the fans, maybe even a parent of one of the players here between periods. This one floats back in the Chi High zone. Cards have it. This is Evan Esslinger. Looks off to his left. Cards get it up to the blue line, but can't clear, and it's jammed on the dasher over there, and quickly on the off wing to help out is Drake Bovey. Wraps it around the wall. This one comes to Niblett. He was trying to get off and got bumped a bit there by Piggott. Head to the bench and finally finds his bearings. And this one's going to float back in the Chi High zone. Here's Jack. Wheels and deals with those strong legs and quick afterburners. Bovey into the zone. Bovey tried to carry it on his backhand to the cage and then had it poke checked off his stick, and Superior counters right now. Back out to neutral ice. They work it across the line. Here is Carter Kalen, the coach's son, a senior this year. Special year for Jason Kalen, coaching his son through those 4 years of high school hockey. Here is Piggott. Piggott works it into the corner, then lost it. Banked off the wall. Card's able to clear it to neutral here. Superior backing up, and they'll toss it in, but they had to get up on sides here with 6.5 left to go in this first period. Karsten Rieg has got it. Stops, finds the tape of Ben Carlson. Carlson trying to make a move right there on Stenberg. A little shake and bake, couldn't beat him. And Superior will send this into the Chi High zone. Bridger makes the easy save, stops it, gives it to his D. Chi High in the break, and here's Owen. Owen up to the center stripe, turns, fires one in off the backboards, and Chi High on the attack right now. The puck into the right wing corner. Cards get a couple of players on it. Here's the center pass, going to come all the way through. Esslinger steps up. His first shot is blocked, picks up the rebound, lays that one off the wall, and the Cards rotate back. It's Drew Bovey trying to keep it in. He hammered a shot, and Drew with a nice steal out at neutral ice. Lays it ahead right there for Jackson Hoyne, but they didn't communicate or didn't see each other's eyes, and this one floats loose in the right wing corner. 5:29 left to go here in the first period. Reig has got it for Chi High. Reig overskated the puck, lost it, and here is Piggott. Piggott's got a man on his wing. A 2-on-1. Piggott took the shot himself. Had Caden Leah on his wing and may have gotten a goal if he handed it off to Leah, but he decided to take the shot himself and it went wide. This one out of neutral. Jack quickly onto the ice on defense, playing on a forward line to begin the season. They put him back on D, and a terrific player. And Jack gets it out of his own zone, and Chi High will label this one into the Superior end of the ice. This one loose now, comes around the corner. Superior on the break, out at neutral ice. A pick right there for the Cards, at least momentarily for Briar Niblett. And this one's going to be sent into the Chi High zone, wide of the cage. 4.5 left to go. First period, no score. And it's bruised right up to neutral ice. And Superior's got it right here. Anderson skates up, a big defenseman for Superior. That guy's got to be Anderson right here, number 8. He's got to be 6'5 or so.
They have a couple giants.
Yeah.
A couple people that are larger than normal.
All right. Yeah, he stands out. 4:19 left to go here in the first period. Face off in the Chi High zone after the stoppage of play. Carlson lays this one into the corner, but the Cards can't find it. And a one-timer right on by Stenberg. There was an opening in the traffic out in front. That one got to Bridger, but he made the save. Back to the point. Anderson makes that stop. And the big defenseman rolls back as it comes loose to neutral ice and fires one in. Here is Reig. Reig skates from left to right. Drops it off for Esslinger. Cards can't clear. This one comes toward the net. Shot didn't take place, though, with 3:44 left to go. And where is it? Out at top of the zone. And the Cards able to clear it momentarily out of neutral ice. And a shot ripped out of the air by Bridger. And he'll hang on for the faceoff with 3:35 left here in the first, and we're still scoreless. Berry Global, innovators of plastic, has grown from their roots in America's heartland into a worldwide leader in plastics manufacturing. Named one of America's most responsible companies and proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls. Here come the Cards. Jackson Hoym races into the zone. Then was stopped, top of the wheel. They still got a puck in. Oh, and scored by Mason Johnson. Soderlund with the initial save. Johnson just kept his nose to the ice and got the puck in, and the Cards have made it 1-0. Time of that goal here in the first period was 13:38. Even strength goal. And Mason Johnson picks up his 8th of the year. The assist is going to Drew Bovey. And Jackson Hoym will take it. Chi High with a 1-0 lead with 3:18 left to go here in the first. Johnson with the goal. Like that work ethic. And Superior, though, right back at it. They attack. They tried to go back door. And it was Hunter Willis who couldn't see it. Kind of hit his skates. And this one deflects into the left wing corner. The puck loose in the Chi High zone. Who's going to come up with it? Superior's got it for a moment, but stolen away right there by Drake Bovey. Works the wall. Now the Cards up the ice. Here's a lead pass for Jackson Hoym, who just had an assist. Hoym into the corner. Lost the puck for a moment. Cards had it come loose between the circles, but the intercept right there, and Superior's got it. They'll drop a high one right into the Chi High zone as they spin off on the line change, and that gives the Cards some open ice. Here is Reig. Reig ahead for Lindy. And now Jack has got it. Jack harassed as he came in, and because of that, we have an offsides call. Timing just a little bit off as Jack brought the puck in. So 2:17. Ironically, we outshot University School 51-30, and here now we're falling behind. Shots 10-7, and yet we lead. Maybe we need to always play behind in the shot total.
Yeah, I think that's the way it works. usually adds up.
Matt, I'm just trying to do the math here. All right, 2:07 left to go. First period, Chi High up 1-0. As Superior will dink this one into the left wing corner. And Lindstrom's got it, jams it against the dasher. Didn't get it very far, and that one is lobbed back in by Superior. Cards on the breakout. Nice touch pass right there for Smalls. He'll fire up shot on net. Steered into the corner by Soderlund. And Superior works it out to neutral. They pick right there by Chi High. And here is Rieg, veteran defenseman. Karsten Rieg lost it for a moment. Rieg trying to catch up. Where is it? Into the corner. He is rubbed. Superior's got it. And they try to work it out in front of the net. Now they lost it. And just being kicked all around the Chi High zone. Finally, the Cards come up with a loose change. Ben Carlson did some tater-totting into the zone and then lost it. And here is Jack. Turns aside one check and works it off to his left for Reed Gibbs. And this one is sent into the right wing corner. Here comes Superior down to our final minute in the period. Superior's got it. One-timer right there from the defenseman, Robert Powell. But that kicked off a player, the block out in front. And here comes Chi High back into the zone. It's into the left wing corner. And here's a one-timer on net. And the Soderlund makes the save right there. And the Cards will have an offensive zone faceoff here with just under 40 seconds to play in the period. 1-0 lead on the goal by Mason Johnson at 13:38. Cards trying to build on that. Here we go. Face off to the stick side of Soderlund. Wrapped around the boards. This one's going to come back out, and the Cards have to regroup. Fired into the left wing corner. Under 30 seconds to play in the period. Superior on the break now. They shoot a breakout pass intercepted for a moment by Chi High. It's loose with 17 seconds left to go. And right onto the tape of Jack Bovey. Jack with plenty of room to maneuver. Works it ahead. There's a lead pass for Jackson Hoym. Into the zone. Over to Drew. He took a shot. And that one is knocked down and saved by Soderlund with 5.9 seconds to go on the game clock here in the first. So the drop with just enough time maybe to fire off a shot here in the left circle in the Superior zone. Here's Chi High, and a centering pass right there. Soderlund pounced on it. Now we've got players pouncing on each other with 1.9 seconds left to go. Superior trying to protect their goaltender, and we may have coincidentals coming up here as Chi High had just enough time, Coach, to get a centering pass, maybe a shot on Soderlund with that draw.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good play. You know, I'm not a big fan of after the whistle contact. You know, I really think, especially if you're one of our, if you're a player who's a top four defenseman or in our top six for forwards, taking penalties after the whistle does, all it does is it boosts your ego.
Yeah,
you know, it doesn't do anything for a team matter.
Watching too many NHL games or
exactly.
Something.
Exactly.
Huh?
So if we could stay away from that, that would be ideal. But they were trying to make a play off the draw. It almost got success there. And
1.9 on the game clock here. And one final drop as the period comes to a close. So the Cards an even strength goal at 13:38 of the first. And they lead it 1-0. Shots 11-10. So Chi High has gotten back up on top of the shot department. They lead it on the scoreboard too. 1-0 after one here on WOGO. We'll take a break and come back with more of our coverage. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Well, the Cards are up 1-0 on the goal by Mason Johnson, his eighth of the season at 13:38 of the first, hard-working goal. And the assists going to Drew Bovee and Jackson Hoym. Jackson picks up his ninth point of the year. And for Drew, let's see, where does he come in? 6 points on the season for Drew Bovee. Well, the third member of our broadcast team here tonight is Landon Tease. And let's go to Landon. He's got a guest with him across the
ice.
Thanks,
Greg. I'm over here on the other side of the ice. A little bit of a lighter turnout tonight with the students. About 30 to 20 students came out tonight to support Jai High Hockey. We got a PJ out tonight, so everybody's got their pajama pants out. It's looking great. All the seniors back on the glass. I found Sophie Robinson, somebody I get to say her name a lot when I get to call the Jai High girls volleyball games this fall. And Sophie, so what made you come out tonight to support Jai High Hockey?
You know, I'm just out here to support them.
All right, and you have a favorite player on the Jai High Hockey team?
I'd have to say Trevor Bovee. You know, he came back from an injury and he's out there playing tonight.
And so how well have you followed the team this year, going to away games, going to home games, just like supporting the team?
I've gone to as many as I can. I usually can't go on Thursdays because I have practice, but I've made it to as many as possible.
All right, thank you. We'll send it back up to you, Greg, here. You know, only we're up by one goal, so let's see if we can get another goal and put some more pucks in the net tonight, Greg.
All right, Landon, thank you very much. Great job. Good to have you back again, talking with students and parents and that kind of thing, Landon Tease. And seven, kicking it down to about 7 minute mark between periods here at Chi High, up 1-0 on Superior. Cards looking for their seventh win to even up their record at 500. They are 6-7-1 on the season. Royal Credit Union's roots run deep here in the Chippewa Valley, positively impacting students, families, and businesses for over 57 years. See how you can grow with Royal Credit Union at rcu.org/roots. It's insured by NCUA. Chi High at 1-0 over Superior tonight. Cards Hockey, and we will return. This is WOGO Radio, your home for card sports.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO. for more information.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA. Both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Getting sick is about as fun as a picnic in a blizzard with polar bears or a road trip with a dead battery in the middle of nowhere. Getting sick is no fun, but at least you have the Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Right now, transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products. Remedies for every season. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Chi High up 1-0 on Superior tonight after one period. Greg and Chase here and Ezra Van Dyke back at our WOGO studios. BRC well represented in the My Hockey rankings this week. Hudson's number one, Eau Claire Memorial number two. Eau Claire North, a team that Chi High beat earlier this year, is number four because they beat Hudson. And Chi High comes in number 12 in the state. So that should be a lot of pride for the BRC with four teams in the top 12. Kind of says a lot about toughness of this conference. We've got a girls-boys hockey doubleheader coming up on Thursday. We'll have the CFM girls hosting Rochester Mayo. Puck drop at 5. We'll be on the air at 4:40 in the afternoon. And then at 7 o'clock, Chi High will host Rice Lake. So it should be a nice afternoon, evening of hockey action up here.
Yeah, hopefully it's two wins, right?
Yeah, we'll take it. We'll take it. CFM, by the way, they are ranked 11th in the My Hockey rankings here this week. So should be a lot of fun. CFM first, and then Chippewa Falls against Rice Lake, a team that Cards beat last time, and another tough team beat them up there in a close game, and lots of penalties in that one. I was looking back at the score sheet of that game. It was about 20 penalties or something like that in that game.
Yeah, usually it gets pretty gritty.
Yeah. A workout the guys running the penalty boxes, huh? So right now, Eau Claire Memorial leads the conference at 7-1, and then Hudson comes in also at 7-1. Just because of the loss to North, they fall in number two, and then North and Chi-Hi is fourth in the conference. All right, the officials on the ice, teams to follow. We'll take a final break back in 90 seconds for Puck Drop here on WOGO.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi-Hi alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over two decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi-Hi and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Tuesday night hockey on WOGO. Like I said, we have a doubleheader on Thursday. Girls first at 4:40 pregame show. Then the guys play Rice Lake. CFM girls first against Rochester Mayo. And we'll wrap up our WOGO Sports Week the following night as the McDonald boys take on Thorpe, 7-10 with Caleb and Mark Maloney. The call for McDonald basketball. And then hockey next week. We originally scheduled the Notre Dame game on Monday. I've heard that has been canceled by Notre Dame. They're looking for an appointment, but at this point, no luck yet, huh?
Yeah, so from my understanding, it's not fully canceled yet, but it sounds like it's 95%.
Okay, we'll play one period, then end it or something.
Something weird.
Okay. So that's the word. Here we go. Back to action here in the second period. Chi-Hi and Superior, and this one is shuttled into the left wing corner by Superior, and they're on the attack right away. This one comes back to the D, climbing in for a shot is Trevor Anderson. Bridger makes the save as the Spartans try to put some pressure on Chi-Hi immediately here in the second stanza. And we'll have the faceoff in the right wing circle of the Chi-Hi zone. A few seconds into the second period, Cards only up by one on the Mason Johnson goal at 13:38 of the period. Faceoff to the glove side of Bridger. There's the drop, and Superior with a clean win. They get it back to Anderson at the D. He'll float one into the left-wing corner. Cards is trying to squeeze it off the boards, and it comes loose back for Anderson. Trying to shot, knocked down. Nice block right there by the Cards. That was Johnson with the block, and this one's going to come back on the half wall in the Superior zone. Reed Post picks it up. Throws it in the left wing corner. That was Reed, I guess. Reed got the block, and he is limping back to the box, but got the kudos from the team. Here is Johnson. Saw the puck go right onto his tape in the Superior zone. Turned and ripped a shot, and Soderlund with the save. This one pops back out to neutral ice right along the stripe. Cards blue line, and Superior's got it. Climbing into the zone is Lucas Williams. Trying a shot. That one is forked into the right wing corner by Bridger, comes right back out to neutral ice and dumped in by Superior. Bridger will lay it in the right wing corner. 15:45 left to go here in the second period. Superior on the attack mode here. Comes in, tries a shot on Bridger. Senior goaltender makes the save. And it is chucked back out to neutral ice. It pops around between the blue stripes, and this one's going to be sent into the Chi High zone. And Piggott, the big senior forward, 6'4 forward, comes into the Chi High zone. Lays it in the right wing corner. Cards finally catch up to it. This one is to the forward, banked off the wall, and up the ice. And Smalls trying to beat the superior player into the corner. And a one-on-one battle right there with Aiden Downs, the big defenseman. And Chi High's got it, and then loses it. Who's going to come up with it? Lindy poked at it, and Superior back into the Chi High zone. Here is Piggott. Piggott in the left wing corner. Was pushed into the wall, and Chi High able to clear it out to neutral ice. Not a nice, clean start for Chi High here in the second period. Cards look a little bit retreating here in this period. Lindstrom picks it up, floats one into the right wing corner. 14:30 left to go in the period. Cards going to change up lines to get the Trevor Bovey line back out there. And this one comes to Superior. It is Robert Powell, crosses the blue line, took the shot. And that one is squeezed between the pads by Bridger with 14:19 left to go here in the second stanza. Evan Esslinger and Rieger come out on the defensive switch. 14:19 left to go. Same set of forwards out there. And this one is pushed to Owen. Owen's got it one-on-one. Owen trying to get down the ice with some help from Trevor Bowie. Comes in, laid one on goal. Owen picks up the loose puck, turns, and rips one to Soderlund, and he makes another save. This one comes back to Reed. Fired a shot, ricocheted onto the stick of Ben Carlson. Rips a shot, Owen's right there, but swallowed up by Soderlund. And he'll hang out of the puck for the faceoff in the Spartan zone. Well, we had about 3 minutes of real sluggish hockey, I think, here. Poop to begin the period.
Yeah, just, I don't even know. It was almost like just running around on ice, kind of.
Face off in the Superior zone. It's on the wall on the near wing, and who's going to come up with it? Chi High's got it in the corner. Centering pass from Owen. That was knocked out before it got out in front of Soderlund and cut off there by the goaltender. 13:42 left to go, second period. Cards up by the slimmest of margins by a one-goal edge here. On the tally by Mason Johnson, the sophomore. About two-thirds of the way through the period. Clean win for Chi High. Owen falling down, still pulled the trigger on a shot. That was kind of lobbed into the left-wing corner, and Superior's got it right now. Handed off for Lucas Williams. He'll move into the right-wing corner. But a stoppage of play right here. And I may have had an offsides call here. 13:26 left. No, I guess Bridger came up with the puck. So we'll have the faceoff in the Chi High zone. Cards can't clear, and it's hammered in right there by Trevor Anderson. Hard enough to roll all the way down on the ricochet. And we got a penalty coming up on Superior as Jackson Hoyn was tripped up trying to get to the puck, racing with the Spartans player and got tripped. And that was Trevor Anderson, the big defenseman who pulled him down. Was it Anderson? No, 18, not 8, but 18. Stenberg is going to sit for two here. And Chi High will have their second power play of the night. Over on the first. Love to get one right here. Face off to the glove side of Soderlund. And Chi High gets it back for Jack. Jack has got it. Hands off on the near side for Drew Bovey. Drew will hide underneath the goaltender. Back to Jack. And he was covered, so he just lobbed one into the left wing corner. Card still controlled. Here is Mason Johnson to Jack Bovey. Over to Drew on the near circle. Back to Jack, and he fanned on a one-timer, and this one's going to come out of the zone, and he races over to get it, and the Cards struggling to get control of the puck again. Here they go. Mason Johnson gives it to Drew Bowlby, but he lost it, and it's pumped back in the Chi-High zone. 1:18 left to go here in the power play. This is where the Cards have struggled, just entering the zone at times and clean passes. And boy, on the power play, you just got to attack and get those nice, crisp passes. And it just is broken down more often than not for Chi-High. A minute left to go in the power play, and it's intercepted and cleared by Superior. 12:04 left to go in the game clock here in the second. Chi-High with their second power play of the evening. But we're down to 44 seconds to go in the man advantage. Here's Owen. Gives it off to the right for Drake Bowlby. Drake trying to get away from some pressure. Center circle. Drake crosses the line. Stops. Opens up some ice on the near wing for Carter Hoym. Back to Drake. Down low for Owen. Drake has got it. Fires a shot and swallowed right there by the goaltender Soderlund on the near post. 23 seconds to go in the power play. Well, what do you see, Coach, in this one?
You know, we're actually moving the puck pretty well. The biggest problem was on that first one, Jack Bowlby went to take a one-timer, which is exactly what I was hoping he would do, and it looks like it just kind of came off his stick weird. Yep. And other than that, I think we're moving the puck well. I think we're being a little more conservative on what shots we're taking, which I like to see. Now it's just starting to get those lanes open and some quick shots, and hopefully we can pump one in.
A few seconds left right now in the power play. Here is Owen pinned along the boards behind the goaltender. Over for Trevor Bowlby, and Superior back to full strength now. Ben Carlson with a final rip as Superior trying to get that player back on the ice in their defensive zone. And Chi-High 0-2 on the power play tonight. We tick it under 11 minutes to play. Here's an intercept, a give up inside the zone. Briar Niblett's there, but he got kind of caught up with a Superior player, and the Spartans have it handed off ahead for Piggott. Kelly Piggott got to the blue line, lost it. Piggott backs up and finds it again and fires one into the zone. Chi-High on the breakout themselves. Got it up to the forward, but can't clear. And Esslinger's got it for the Cards with 10:29 left to go in the period. Here is Niblett. Backhands a breakout. Off the window, up the ice, and it's kicked around at neutral. Now let's see who's going to come up with it. Here we go. Briar Niblett picks it up. Rolls across the line. One-timer on net. And Niblett got his own rebound and fired one into the goaltender Soderlund, but couldn't get it past the big senior. And we'll have the face-off in the Superior zone. 10:12 remaining, second period. Cards still hanging on to a 1-0 lead. And the face-off is going to come in the Spartan zone. Right circle. There we go. There's a drop. Clean win for the Cards. They got it back for Jackson. Fired a shot. That one right ricocheted right onto the tape of the defenseman, Drake Bowlby. And Chi-High trying to put some rubber on Soderlund. This one is offloaded back out to neutral ice. And the Cards, Jack Bowlby, comes into the zone. And Superior finds a loose change. Picked up right there by Guttler, senior. They got an all-senior line here of Williams, Guttler, and Hurtig. And now whistle stops play right here. We got a two-minute rough on the Cards, Jack Bowlby. And so Superior will have their first power play of the night. And one of the Cards' best players is going to sit for 2 minutes here. So we'll see the kill for Chi-High, how they can do. It's been 72.7%. As we said, Superior struggling on special teams themselves. Here's a pass late on the back door. And a big save right there by Bridger. Superior has it. A pass down low on the near side. They're going cross ice, but not connecting either. Not being able to collect that pass. Superior on the power play at 13.2%. Both teams anemic on the power play this year. And the Spartans have it jammed on the wall right there by Carter Kalin, the senior. And this one laid into the right wing corner, and Superior regathers right there. This one tipped wide in the net by Pettit, but right to a Superior player. The Cards looking for a clear right here. Ben Carlson of the back check. Chi High got it to the blue line, but can't clear. Had a one-timer on net, steered into the corner by Bridger. Back to the point here. This is Jordan Hansen. Hansen sent one in. That was picked by Chi High and finally cleared out to neutral ice, but not deep enough. And Cards have to stay back a bit. Can't get some guys to their bench, which is right now in the Superior zone. Here is Hansen. Leads Superior into the zone. Hansen drifts off to his left. Looks to go back door in the pass. And that one is mishandled. And a shot into the corner. Let's see who gets their first. Niblets over there. Reed coming over to help him as well. And Rieger turns and fires one around the boards. And finally, Chi High can get some players to the bench here on the long pitch out by the Cards. 23 seconds to go on the Superior power play. 8 minutes on the game clock left here in the first. Superior dumps this one all the way down, and that'll be an icing call against the Spartans. So both teams look like they're struggling the same thing on power plays, just not connecting on passes, not being able to catch the pass, and then things break down.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I'm going to give Superior credit on that power play. They recognize that we're running the diamond kill, and they really exposed that top guy, moved the puck well between their three guys on the umbrella and kind of made a triangle, and they had some great opportunities there to score. It's just, it seems like the same thing as us as the Cards, is we just can't find a way to put the puck in the net.
Yep, breaks down. Down to 2 seconds left to go in the power play. That'll do it. And Owen Krista is going to come out of the bench and intercepts. Here is Krista. Dangles at the hash marks and then tried to hand off. Probably should have taken the shot himself. Now he goes in back of the net, lays it out in front. And that one is going to be stopped by Soderlund, and then the players pushing some gloves into the helmets here after the whistle had sounded. 7:26 left to go, second period. And the Cards up 1-0 on the Spartans here on WOGO Radio. Well, Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. You can read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Face off in the Superior zone, but carried out by the Spartans' George Hansen. Senior defenseman comes up and guns a shot right into the glove. Bridger with 7:18 left to go. And so we'll have the drop in the Chi High zone. Talked about the veteran coaching leadership of both teams. Jason Kaling, 21st season.
Let's go.
And Scott Parker in his 35th. Kalen's got over 300 victories. Parker with over 400 wins. Here's a shot on net, the Chi High zone. Blocked out in front. Owen's going to carry it up. And leads a pass ahead for Trevor Bovey. That was read and cut off by Superior. And a one-timer off the blocker of Bridger, and still caught up in the Chi High zone. Here are the Cards. Here's Trevor Bovey. Turns, bodies off the puck there by Carter Leaf, and finally gets the puck out to neutral ice, but a pass for Owen that he'd like to have back off to his left, and that was picked off, and here is Chi High with a chance as Superior gets some wholesale changes on their lineup with 6:23 left to go, and the Cards float the puck into the Superior zone, but it's cut off, and here come the Spartans again. Across the line is Guttler. Guttler moves in, his shot knocked down, but Superior into the corner, trying to dig it off the dasher, and they've got it right now. Smalls, though, with the intercept, and got some help from Trevor Bovey before he exits stage left. And 6:05 left to go as the puck is in the left wing corner of the Spartan zone. Superior's got it on the break. And here is Braylon Hurtig. Hurtig fired one into the left wing corner of the Chi High zone. Cards find that one, and it's going to be carried out by Drake Bovey. Stops at his own blue line. Watches a shot in. Repost on the ice for Chi High. Here is Smalls. Smalls is dropped. Big time hit in the Superior zone. He went down and shaken up just a little bit, I think. And Superior's got it. Back to the Chi High into the ice. Lead pass, centering pass right there, intended for Carter Kalin. He couldn't catch up to it. That's loose in the Chi High zone. Here is Superior. Gunned on net, and the save is made by Bridger. 5:21 left to go here in the second period. Both teams struggling to score. In fact, you look at Superior's top scorer, George Hansen's got 10 points on the year. That's their top scorer. Then it falls off from there for Chi High. Their lead scorer is Ben Carlson with 16. And you got Mason Johnson, who added one tonight, with 15 points. But, boy, I tell you what, Superior scoring a total of 32 goals in, 13 games, 32 goals in 13 games. It's not going to be enough to win a lot of hockey contests. Superior's got it in the corner. Going down on the check is Piggott. And trying to find the puck is Mason Johnson. 5:02 left to go in the period. This one comes right to Rieg. Looks up the ice. Hands off to Jackson Hoym. To Johnson. Turning, firing, and Soderlund with the save. A scramble right there as the puck bounced around a bit, but the whistle was blown, and we will have the faceoff in the Superior zone. That was set up pretty nice, just couldn't finish it.
It was a good zone entry.
Yep.
Drove it in wide, dished it off to the third guy coming hot, coming in the zone late there, and we had one guy driving the net. It was good execution.
Well, Culver's of Lake Halley is hiring. Wages up to $18 an hour. You can apply online at culvers.com/careers or in person at Culver's of Lake Halley. While you're there, have a Butterburger. So good. 4:45 left to go in the period. Comes to Mason Johnson, top of the wheel on the near side. Turned and pulled the trigger on a shot. Stop made by Soderlund, leaves it for his D, and Superior turns it back the other direction. Onto the tape of Carson Guttler. Turned, ripped a shot into the left wing corner. It's still inside the Chippewa zone, angled into the corner. Right there by Bridger. This one pops to the left post, and a shot is taken by Hurtig. That one went through the paint, into the corner, up and out here with 4:09 left to go in the second period as the puck is thrown over the boards and out of play. Shots 23-18 in favor of the good guys so far here tonight. 4:09 left in the second period. Be nice to get one more, a little bit of insurance.
It would be really nice.
But we're on the wrong end of the ice to do that. We've got to fight them off in our own zone faceoff here. And it comes into the corner. Carlson goes after it and gives it up for Jack Bovey. He'll shuttle it ahead. Cards can't clear, though. On the forecheck is George Hansen into the corner. And this one is dropped ahead for Chi High. Superior on the intercept. And, man, it's kicked all over the place and finally jammed on the wall by Carlson. Superior had to get on sides. And Drake Bovey trying to handle the puck as he came across. And here is Jack. Jack turns a no-look pass intended for Jackson Hoym way out in front of him, and an icing call right here against Chi High. 3:33 left to go in this second period. WOGO. Chi High up on the Mason Johnson goal at 13:38 of the first. This one glanced into the corner, right elbow off the Chi High draw here. And Superior flags it down. One-timer on net. Big pass save right there by the senior goaltender for Chi High. Now a touch pass into the right wing corner. Superior's got it. It comes into the paint. Bridger found it and jumped on it and hangs on as Superior was starting to buzz. And that will set a new set of forwards and a D for Chi High. Wholesale changes here for the Cards with 3:13 left to go in the period. The big face-off for the Cards. Superior, though, comes up with it. It's Caden Leah's got it for the Spartans. He'll work it behind the net. and leaves one out in front here, and a one-timer by Friedrich that went wide. Maybe got a little piece of Bridger. And now it comes back to the point. Cards can't clear. Nice keep by Anderson. Down to 2:51 left to go in the period. Superior's got it. And finally, Chi High comes up with it. Here's Drake. Looks ahead for Mason Johnson. Drake jams it on the walls. Comes back to him. Scrum right on the other side of the red line towards the Superior defensive zone, but peeled off the wall there by the Spartans. And they're into the Chi High territory. Here's Trevor Friedrich near the end of his shift. Puts it in behind Bridger, and a battle starting to develop in the left wing corner. Bobby's got it right here. Here is Jack, turns, finds an opening, leaves it ahead for Jackson Hoyne, but he can't catch up to it. Mason Johnson's got it for Chi High, but Johnson's out of gas. He's got to get to the bench. Superior marches toward the Chi High zone. Cards able to clear it back out. Superior's got to get on sides with 1:54 left to go in the period. And here's a shot. Save made by Bridger, and then he found the rebound as it was pumped in by the Spartans. Somehow standing on his head, the senior goaltender for Chi High able to knock it down and hang on. But Superior getting a couple of whacks at him right there. That's where the senior goaltender pays off, huh?
Yeah, right there.
Oof.
Maybe it helps that he has a big bullseye of a CF in the middle of his chest, too.
Yeah.
No, great saves. Spurs really doing a good job at moving the puck right now in the offensive zone and applying the pressure on us, so this could be it.
Here comes Owen. Owen trying to beat the D. Keep working those feet, Owen. He goes into the left wing corner. Kind of, wait, I think he could have been drugged down by Superior, but here comes the Spartans back the other direction. Into the left wing corner. Comes off the window. Ricochets on the near wall, and Rieg has got it. Lifts it high, and a long pitch ahead for Trevor Bobby. Bobby moves in. Backhand trying the goaltender. Soderlund made the save. Bobby able to pick up the rebound, but didn't get a whole lot of muster on it. And the Spartans are going to ice this one. Are they going to wave it? Okay, I thought they might wave this one off as it kind of rolled slowly, but it is going to be an icing call with 1:10 left to go here in the second period. Now we had a chance right there. Good effort by the Cards. 1:10 left to go here in the second period with an offensive zone drop here for Chi High. This one's going to go on the wall on the far side. Picked off the yellow stripe there by Drew Bobby. And a minute left to go in the period. Shots 23-24. Cards trailing by one in the shot department, but lead by one on the scoreboard. This one pushed up against the wall, and it's going to pop back out to neutral for Drake Bobby. Gathers it in. Wires a shot into the right wing corner as we go down to about 40 seconds left to go in the period. And Chi High looking for the pick in the zone. Here is Jackson Hoyne, tried to turn one out in front. It's going to come back to Drake over on the near side for Jack. Tried to use the Spartan player for a screen as Colin Kalen came up. And that one gloved by Soderlund. He'll hang on with 27.8 left to go on the game clock here in the second.
That would have been a snipe.
Yeah. He saw Kalen coming out, but not the usual heat on the shot like we've seen from Jack before. 23 seconds left to go. Pushed in deep in the Superior zone. The scrum in behind the goaltender, Soderlund. 15 seconds to go, and here comes Superior on the break. It is Piggott down the ice into the Chi High zone. The drop pass, and the save made by Bridger. Cards need a clear. Here is Rieger. One second. That'll end it for the period. And Bridger had to make another huge save to keep it 1-0 going into the third period. Boy, that developed in a hurry. We were down to like 7-8 seconds left to go. Hoop, and they made it all the way from coast to coast here.
Yeah, that was like a roller coaster of a period where, you know, you're going up, 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 up. Yep. We're starting to get better, 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 and then we just kind of went downhill towards the end. I feel like we really took the gas off there in the last 5 minutes, and they peppered us. They really took it to us. But the good news is it's 1-0 us.
Yep, 1-0. Kind of relying at times here in the second on the veteran goaltender, Bridger Fixburg. Superior jumped out ahead on the shot department, 25-23, as we go to the third period. And a 1-0 count for Chi High here tonight. Well, as that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack, call White City Glass today, serving all of western Wisconsin. If you need anything glass-related, new mirror, shower door, new windshield, call White City Glass. We'll call Landon Tease, third member of our broadcast team, in just a little bit. But first, let's hear these words from our sponsors. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Chi High up 1-0 on the goal at 13:38 of the first by Mason Johnson, and so far it's held up. We'll see what happens here in the third. Greg and Chase here in the broadcast booth. Third member of our broadcast team up here is Landon Tease, and he has a special guest right now.
Thanks, Greg. I came up here to the press box, and I found senior wing Reed Gibbs' father, Stephen Gibbs. And Mr. Gibbs, so you've been to all the hockey games this year, traveling with the team. How has the team progressed as the season went on, starting at the beginning of the year to like where we are now towards the middle of the season?
Well, I believe that we don't have the one scorer that the whole team relies on that we've had in the past. And as a result, I believe the boys are working more together as a team, and they're actually getting better and relying on each other to win the games. It's not the same person scoring every week. It's a different person, and it's everybody giving their effort. I believe that they're playing much more as a team than relying on someone else to carry them in the past.
Exactly like those players in the past, like Isaac Fournette and Isaac Lindstrom, that have just pretty much carried the team in goals and stuff. And this year, everybody's kind of had to step up and play each of their own hockey. So also, we've played a lot of tougher teams, a lot of like top-ranked teams in the state at the beginning of the season, like Verona and Edgewood. So do you think that's going to pay off as we get closer to the end of the season and trying to make a run in the playoffs?
I'm of the belief that you play up to your competition or down to your competition. And the better competition that you play, the better you're going to get. The faster you're playing, the better defense you're playing, the more attacking offense you're playing. This is the toughest schedule, Coach Parker has said, that they've ever had here at Chi-High Hockey. So I believe it will benefit the team in the playoff run when we come down to the nitty-gritty. I mean, Hudson's ranked one, Memorial's ranked two, North is ranked three. And we play all with those teams. We beat North. So I believe that we can play with anybody in the state.
Exactly. All right, thank you, Mr. Gibbs. And, you know, I've been down there with the student section, Greg, and at ice level, these guys are flying around. Like, they're skating by. It's a fast level hockey down there tonight, and things are getting a little rough down there. Everybody's getting a little chippy, so we'll see what the score ends out tonight. Yeah. And see what happens.
All right, Landon, thanks. Good job. Yeah, it looks a whole lot different when you're down there at ice level watching these players fly around the rink than it does even up here in the booth. So look forward to some great action here in the third period as Chi-High leads 1-0 over Superior after two. We'll take another break and come back just a few minutes away from puck drop here in the third on WOGO. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA. Both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
The Medicine Shop knows that getting sick is about as fun as a relaxing bubble bath with no hot water and piranhas. Or walking barefoot in the morning when your cat left you a surprise.
Oh.
And so did the puppy.
Are you kidding me?
Getting sick is no fun, but at least you have the Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Cards hockey tonight in the friendly confines. So far, Chi High up 1-0. They've held up on that goal by Mason Johnson at 13:38 of the first. And so far, so good. Cards 0-2 in the power play. Superior 0-1. It hasn't been the penalty-filled game that I anticipated so far here.
No, I mean, there's been some ticky-tackiness, yeah. You know, a little after the whistle, but, I mean, that was expected. I was expecting it to probably be four power plays each for both teams by now, so I think it's been a relatively clean game. You know, both teams are playing pretty well. It seems like there's peaks and valleys with both teams where Superior kind of lets off the gas a little bit and we control the game and vice versa. So hopefully in this third period we can take it to them a little bit here to start off, get the momentum swing going our way to start, get a few pucks on net, maybe bury one deep. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, that would be special. Get one early here and get a little breathing room on Superior. Shots 25-22 in favor of the Spartans. They're out of the locker room first here as we count it down to the third period. JB team winning in overtime here 5-4. Looking for the sweep of the Spartans. Chi High trying to even up their record. They're 6-7-1 at this point of the season. Hockey doubleheader on Thursday night. We'll have it for you here on WOGO, beginning with the CFM girls hosting Rochester Mayo. Puck drop at 5:40 for our pregame show. And then Chase and I will be up here for the Chi High Rice Lake game, round two with the Warriors following the girls' game. And hopefully I have a little voice left by the end of the evening. We'll see.
I might have to take over for you.
Yeah, you might.
I'd be happy to do the play-by-play.
Break glass and take over. That's fine with me. Here we go. Face off and neutralize. 1-0 lead for Chi High. And we are underway in the third period. And Drake Poldy is going to bring it ahead here for Chi High. Hands off for Mason. And a one-timer as he was going from right to left, right into the glove of Soderlund.
Some would say that was a good start to the period.
Yeah. Take some rubber on the goaltender. We'll take that. So we'll have the draw in the Superior zone. Johnson sends it off to the boards for Jackson Hoym. Wraps one around the wall. Comes out of the half boards in the Superior zone and taken by the Spartans. Here is Superior out to neutral ice and then pumped right back in by Chi High. Kicked around the blue line and finally picked up by Guttler for Superior. He lost the puck and it comes loose again out of neutral ice, and this one's going to be filtered into the Chi High zone, but behind the red line, and that's an icing call right here. Well, you think we can make a one-goal lead stand up through the rest of the game?
It makes me a little nervous, yeah. I'm going to be honest with you, but I mean, I think we can definitely do it. I would really like us to see us pour a couple more than that. I really think this team has the capability to go on some offensive tears, so it'd be nice to see us make it happen.
Here's a shot toward the right post, and being safe, better than sorry, Soderlund's going to grab that one and hang on for the faceoff in the Superior zone, so we'll do it again. Same spot, pushed into the right wing corner, swept around the boards by George Hansen. On the break, here come the Spartans. Tips into the right wing corner of the Chi High zone. Rieger chasing down the superior player. And Chi High will clear the puck through neutral ice. And Owen Krista tracks it down the left wing corner. Krista trying to get away from two-man pressure there by Superior. And Smalls on the forecheck keeps it in for a moment. Turns. Field gun a shot toward the net, but it was cut off. Dropped down there by Hansen on the ice. And he'll steer it back out of harm's way. Chi High ticks it ahead. Breyer Niblett trying to take a feed from Owen. And this one's going to come sliding back in the Chi High zone. Here is Superior. Cards on the back check. That was small. And he'll hand off to Rieg. And here comes Breyer Niblett. Crosses the blue line. Works it off to his right. Tried a shot. And that was knocked down by Superior. It was Trevor Anderson that got in the way. And this one comes loose out to neutral ice. Hauled in there by Rieg. Turns. Reed Post with a one-timer. Easily flagged down by Soderlund for the save. And we're 2 minutes approximately into the third period. Still a 1-0 count here.
Kind of threw him a sinker there.
Yeah.
Maybe more of a curveball.
Yeah, that was a floater right there for sure. Face-off back in the Superior zone. This one's going to come back in the high slot. Jack with a shot right on the ice, but went a little wide into the corner. And countering is Leah for Superior. Dumps one in. Cards goaltender. Bridger Fitchner comes out, jammed on the wall. And this one's going to come right into the center circle. Picked up there by Drew Nelson. Nelson will walk ahead. Dumped one in. The Cards with the intercept here. And it's right along Chi High's blue line. Here's Superior. They come in. And a one-timer on net of the forehand by Hurtig. As the Cards kind of let him walk right in and pull the trigger on a shot. 14-20 in county. Left to go. Third period. Goals hard to come by for both teams. Jack Bobey with a strip check right there. Gunned around the boards by Drake, and this one's going to come all the way down for an icing call. As he puts some muster on that, 14:06 left to go, third period. Well, help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. They're board-certified pediatric dentists, specialize in smiles of infants and children and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at sim4kids.com. Sim, S-I-M, the number 4, kids.com. Back to action. Here's Chi High in the break. Mason ahead, gets it onto the tape of Jackson Hoym. Hoym into the corner, and a one-time wrist shot. Deflected off Soderlund into the right wing elbow. And here is Superior trying the long breakout pass, and that's going to be smothered by Bridger, and the Superior player came in. Tried to take it right out of Bridger's mitt, but the whistle had sounded. 13:37 on the game clock left here in this final period. Well, we took it to overtime. In fact, double overtime Saturday night. Be nice to win this one in regulation. Chi High wound up with a 1-1 tie against University School here on Saturday evening in our broadcast coverage. Cards can't connect on the breakout pass. Intercepted by Superior, but given right back to Esslinger. And where is it going to go? Superior has the shot and right into the CF. Bridger Fixmer's sweater. He'll hang on. And then that little piece of the Superior player in his face as he came in. But the whistle had already been blown. 13:20 on the game clock here in the third. Face off in the right circle, Chi High zone. Cards up by one, and Superior with a clean face-off win right there. One-timer on net. Bridger with the save. Shots 28-24 in favor of Superior, but Chi High's got it in the Spartans' end of the ice. Here is Ben Carlson. Carlson went down, so did the Superior player, but Spartans have it right here. Breakout pass for Leah. Comes up. He'll throw one in on the Chi High goaltender. Bridger stops it. Leaves it for Jack Bobey, and Jack weaving his way up the ice. Almost ran into Carlson trying to get on sides, and Jack able to launch one into the left wing corner. Now here's Superior on the breakout. They cough it up for Chi High, and the near wing is Drake. Drake trying to get it ahead for Ezra Lindstrom beyond his reach, and an icing call here against Chi High. 12:33 remaining here in the third period. One goal so far, that was by Mason Johnson, the sophomore, at 13:38 in the first. So far, that's been enough. Here we go, face off in the Chi High zone. Cards have it on the half wall. Now they cough it up. Superior with a shot, went wide. Chi High in the breakout. They get it out to neutral ice. Swept ahead for a moment by Briar Niblett. And here is Carter Hoym. Hoym hands off to Reed. On the far side for Lindy. Turn. Threw one ahead and it stepped right back in by Superior. 1-0 Chi High lead. Puck caught up in the card zone. Chi High in the break. They go rink wide. Now we go south to north. Lindstrom into the zone. Lost it as he came in. Loose in the center circle and picked up now by George Hansen. The senior turns, rips a shot on net. And Bridger leaves no rebound on that one. 11:50 remaining here in the period. I'll tell you what, Superior not going to go away quietly here tonight. They're putting some rubber on her goaltend.
No, I was going to say, they really, we had that first good 10 seconds of that first shift, and other than that, we really haven't done much so far this period.
Quiet. Here is Superior. Mason Stenberg reaches over to his left, holds his zone. Johnson's got it for Chi High. Jammed on the wall there by Drew Bowlby, but it is nudged right back in by Superior. Cards have it, can't clear, and here come the Spartans. Spartans move in and walk in toward the hole. That was Carter Pettit, fought off there by Bridger. Here comes Chi High in transition. Drew Bowlby trying to track it down in the Spartan zone. Superior's got it. Work the break up the ice, and this is an icing call against the Spartans. Well, I feel like one more goal might do it, but just cannot seem to find the back of the net.
Find the back of the net. I mean, usually to find the back of the net, you got to get the puck out of your defensive zone.
True.
So hopefully this offensive zone draw here can spark some offense for us to get buzzing a little bit here.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Here is Chi High. Ben Carlson, the senior. Wheels and deals now on the right circle. Fires a shot, and Soderlund made the save. And Cards, Owen Christen thought he had a goal there. Thought he put it in, but Soderlund had already made the save. So no luck for Chi High on that one. So they'll drop in the glove side of the senior goaltender for the Spartans. Banked off the wall, and the guys in blue come up with it. It is Piggott who walked up the ice and then had it poke checked off his stick. Jammed on the wall on the far side. Who's going to come up with it? Number 25 for us, and that's Reed. Reed over to Ben Carlson. Turns, fires a head-manning pass right there for Trevor Bowlby. Got caught up between his skates, and Hansen lost it in the zone. Here is Ben Carlson, who got tripped up. No call. Carlson trying to attack off the breakout miscue there, and Superior guns it back in the Chi High zone as we go down to about 10 minutes to play in the period. And this one wrapped around the boards. And Owen Christen, near the end of his shift, lays a pass ahead there for Trevor Bowlby. Off to the right side, a shot taken by Carlson. He's near the end of his time, too, and he's going to skate to the bench. And this one pinned up in the corner by Bowlby in the zone. Reed Post out there, lost an edge, fell down. Cards trying to complete the line change as Trevor gets off the ice right now. And this one is into the right wing corner for Evan Esslinger for Chi High. Can't track it down, and it comes loose on the half wall in the Cards zone. Shots 30-25, favoring Superior, but the Cards are up 1-0 on the icing call right there against Chi High. 9:29 left to go here in the period. Well, as a working adult, there's more than one way to get an education. Lakeland University has you covered with blended, flexible learning options for the way you want to learn. Discover more at lakeland.edu/blended. Here's Briar Niblett. Turns, heads up the ice, and just kind of gave it away to the Spartan player. That was Trevor Anderson. Skates it past his own blue line. Hands off now to Carter Leaf, and they're into the Chi-High, into the ice. On the far wall is Pettit. Pettit got worked up against the Dasher. It still comes up with it. And the Cards struggling to clear it out. Tried a backhand breakout pass right there, and Reed Post couldn't control. And Superior's got it, but brushed into the elbow here in the right wing corner with 8:48 left to go. Centering pass. Cards cut that off. That was Jackson LeMay out there for his first shift tonight. And this one is fired in on the Cards goaltender. And the Cards need a dump right here. They need a line change for sure. Superior on the attack. And a shot right there on net. And going out to meet him was Bridger. Makes the save. And the Cards get that much-needed whistle right here. Now you can see the team was, the forwards are struggling to get it out. Five-man set just could not seem to get it past the blue line. So the whistle came at an opportune time. 8:29 left to go here in this period, and jammed off the wall and sent out by Drew Bobey. Two-on-one developing. Drew's got it. And a centering pass, backhand try as Jackson Hoym tracked it down and got a piece of it. Not very hard, but set it in on net. And Soderlund with the save right there.
That was a nice little fast break we had there.
Yeah, you bet. Johnson trying to win this draw in this defensive, Superior's defensive zone. But the Spartans have it, and they clear to center. There is Esslinger. Tracks it down out at neutral. And Rieg has got it right now for Chi-High. And they shove it right, not too deep in the Superior zone. And the intercept right there by the Spartans. Wrapped around the wall. Chi-High on the break now. Here they come. Across the line, Jackson Hoym. Works off to Owen Krista on the near side. Krista's shot went wide. Maybe got a little bit of the lumber of Soderlund. On the breakout pass, it was intercepted. And Jackson Hoym with a chance. He turned, he ripped a shot. And Chi-High fanned on it on the centering pass. And this one's going to come all the way down. Reed couldn't control it, so no icing here against Superior. Here is Bridger. Lays one into the corner for Chi-High. Superior on the forecheck had it for a moment. Chi-High able to clear across the line with 7:12 left to go in the period. And Trevor Bobey's got it for Chi-High. They work it to the corner. Ben Carlson out there right now for the Cards. He gets into the fray as well. And this one's going to come back to the point. One-timer by Drake. Came off a skate out in front of Soderlund. And here is Superior in transition. This one ricocheted off a stick, went high in the air, off the window behind Bridger. And Chi-High tips it off Ben Carlson's stick and just willing to dump it in the corner and peel off on the line change. Cards get a fresh set of bodies on the ice, including Ezra Lindstrom and Briar Niblett. And this one is on the half wall in the Superior zone as we tick it down to 6 1/4 left to go in the third period. Cards may just have to hang on to a one-goal lead here and see if they can ride that out to the end. Spartans have it in the left wing corner. Now they cycle it around from left to right. Cards on the forecheck trying to pin it in deep. And it's pushed in there by Briar Niblett. Niblett into the corner, harassing the Superior player on the breakout. Nibs had it for a moment. Now Superior sees it come to their wing, and it's pumped down the ice. And this one is going to be dropped off the stick of Bridger for his D. Drake Bobey, nearly the end of his shift, is going to go off the ice. And here comes Superior into the Chi-High zone with 5 1/2 left to go. Rifled around the wall by Bridger and cleared out to neutral ice. Cards trying to keep the bodies fresh out there, and we'll switch it up on the fly right here. This one is pumped ahead by Superior into the Chi-High zone. 5:20 left to go in the game clock here. And Chi-High able to break on the near wing. They work it over to Mason Johnson looking for his second goal. Johnson moves in, ducks underneath the D, gets him back to the goaltender. Then he was bodied off the puck deep in the Superior zone. 4:59 left to go in the game clock here, and Chi-High up 1-0. In the right corner is Piggott. He got a lot of tall players. He's one of those as well. 6'4", 200 pounds, big kid. And he'll turn and offload one down the ice in the Chi-High zone. Cards, though, with the intercepted. Here comes Owen. Owen's got the puck, and Chi-High had a player pushed in. That was Jackson Hoym. I thought they might call the offsides, but they didn't. And Owen pulls the trigger on a shot that is easily stopped by Soderlund. 4:32 left to go here in the third period. And I don't think Chai is going to give us another goal here, maybe.
I don't know. We've had a few opportunities. You know, we just got to get pucks in front of the net. We need a guy in front of the net.
Yeah.
I was going to end that.
Owen Krista, you almost did a little play-by-play there. Owen turned, tried to fire a shot in front of the net. Wrong place, wrong time as this one floats out of play. Well, don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being at your best at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit CDOSM.com/WOGO. Back to action. Here's a pass on the left side for Ben Carlson, and pouncing on it was Soderlund to make the save. 4:05 left to go, third period. On WOGO Radio, Chi-High and the Superior Spartans. 1-0 lead here. JV game went into overtime. Chai won that by one. Hoping to at least get out of here with a 1-0 victory over the Spartans tonight on home ice. Face off in the Superior zone. This one floats into the right wing corner. Superior tic-tac-toe up the ice for Carter Kalen. Kalen moved in, fired a shot, didn't make it to the net, and Superior's got it right there. Kalen again. Now back to the point. Here's a one-timer on net. That one turned toward the cage, but ricochets off a stick into the left wing corner. 3:40 left to go in the game. Here's Chi-High in the break. They can't get it across the line, but scooped up with the help right there of Carter Hoym. This one is tracked down by Hoym out at center ice. Turns, rips a shot into the right wing corner. And Ezra Lindstrom finds it in the elbow on the far side. Johnson's back out there for Chi-High. This one is taken by Hansen. George Hansen comes into the Chi-High zone. And pad save right there by Bridger with 3:09 left to go. It's going to come back to the point. The Cards able to get it across the line. Hansen wheels and deals out of neutral, allowing his team to get on sides, and it's going to float into the left wing corner for Evan Esslinger. Turns, will fire a shot rink wide, pass rink wide, and it's going to come back out. Here is Esslinger, walks up the ice, fires one in, and that one got a piece of something and fell up into the netting and out of play here with 2:45 left to go in this one. Oof. Well, a timeout in both coaches' pockets here. We'll see if they use it. Still a significant amount of time left to go in the game, though. 2:45 on the game clock. And the drop inside the Superior zone. Stepping up is Esslinger. Keeps it pinned in deep. Ben Carlson down there as well. Trying to jam the puck in the wall. And this one's going to pop out. And Superior dumps it into the Chi-High zone. Cough up in the Chi-High zone. And a quick shot on net. And Bridger with an amazing save. Makes the save. And it goes in. Ricochets into the left wing corner. As Brayton Herdig was plopped all over our goaltender. Here are the Spartans. Across the line comes Guttler. moves in, fires a shot off the end boards. Chi High exits the zone, and Owen across the line. Owen leaves a pass there for Ben, trying to redirect as he came down, screaming down the slot, but that one's going to deflect up and out of play here with 1:59 left to go in the game clock, and Chi High up by a single tally here, 1-0. And let's see if one of the coaches looks like they might be playing this for a TO. We'll see. 1:59 left to go in the game clock. Nope, they're going to go ahead and let him play here. Chi High with the clean win. And here's Drew Bowlby into the zone. Drew turns and wires a shot just wide of the net. And it's into the right wing corner. Picked up there by Jackson Hoyne. Hoyne was dropped. Whistles run silent right now. And here comes Superior. One on one. It is Pettit. Moves across the line. Pettit with a centering pass. And Bridger with another amazing save on George Hansen's backhand, trying to redirect. Pettit fed it to Hansen. Developed into a two on one. And Bridger with a huge save right there. Minute 35 left to go in regulation. This is where you have the experience of an All-State goaltender, the senior. And sometimes a goaltender like that has to carry his team. Oh, Sparty's going to use their timeout right here. Minute 35 left to go. We'll take it with them. Chi High up 1-0 on Superior as we tick it down to the closing seconds of the third period. We will be back.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Well, a nail biter here tonight. Chi High up 1-0. The only goal scored at 13:38 of the first period. That was by Mason Johnson, the sophomore. So far, it's held up. You'll see we still have a minute 35, 95 seconds to go here. And the faceoff in the Chi High zone. It's going to be to the stick side of Bridger here, and pumped into the left wing corner by Chi High. This one now rolls around to the right, gunned around the boards by Drake Bowlby, and it's going to come out. Tyson's going to be waved off here, and the net is empty at the Superior end. So they add the extra attacker, and here come the Spartans right now. Cutler moves up the ice. Chi High tracks it down. That's Rieg. Banks it off the wall. Empty net on this end. Owen Krista sees it. Here comes Ben. Turns. Fires a shot, but that was blocked by Superior. But the net's still open. And here is Ben Carlson. Centering pass. There's a shot taken by Jack. And stepping up is Rieg to just put that one in the right wing corner. We're down to 47 seconds left to go. Cards had a couple of whacks with the empty net. And Carson Rieg hands it off to Jack. And he turned and fired a shot. It was knocked down by Drew Nelson of Superior. Looked like it might be going in. Here's a shot taken from neutral ice. And it just went wide right there from Drake. Oh, we've had some chances. Hey, on the forecheck, here comes Jackson Hoyme with a chance. That net wide open. And we got a delayed call right here on Superior with 18.7 seconds left to go. And they'll send a man to the box here in the closing seconds of this game. A cross check right there on Hurtig. And that should just about silence Superior here with the faceoff in their zone. And they have to bring their goaltender back out here, Hoop.
And so did I just see like seven shots that either got tipped or blocked?
Yeah, with the empty net. It looks juicy out there for sure. There's a drop inside the Superior zone and carried to the cage by Drew Bovey. Soderlund makes the save here. 11.2 seconds. Boy, I tell you what, it got a little edgy there in the third, but once they pulled their goaltender, we kept it pushed all the way down to their end of the building here. Face off in the superior zone. Johnson pushes it into the corner. Spartans able to clear it back out to neutral ice, but cut off right there by Drake, and time winds down. That'll do it. The buzzer sounds. Chippewa Falls beats Superior 1-0 tonight. Superior's got the edge in shots, 36-29, but Chi-High evens up their record at 7-7-1, and the Spartans have now lost five straight, and they fall to 4-10 on the season. But another close game with Sparty, huh?
Yeah, if you would have told me that this game was going to be decided by a 1-0 score, I would have
you're nuts,
not right? Have believed you.
Yeah,
no chance. But you know, at the end of the day, like we said with the JV team, that 3-0 in overtime, they did what it took to win, and you got the W on the record there and on the score sheet. And at the end of the day, isn't that what matters?
That's all that matters. That's all that matters. You'd like to see some special teams improvement. But, you know, we only had two power plays tonight, unlike the last game where we had five. And we were 0 for 2, and that's got to get improved. But I tell you what, nice to get the win here at home and sweep the season series against Superior. Both games by one goal margins here. Beat them earlier this season 4-3, and now 1-0 here. So Chi-High getting ready for Thursday night, Rice Lake, but a nice start to the week with a 1-0 lead, a 1-0 win over Superior. So we sweep the night, both one-goal edges, 5-4 overtime win for the JV, and 1-0 varsity victory over Superior. We'll catch up with Scott Parker, get his thoughts about it, and have our Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap as well on our post-game show. Chi-High victorious tonight, 1-0 over the Superior Spartans. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Getting sick is about as fun as a picnic in a blizzard with polar bears or a road trip with a dead battery in the middle of nowhere. Getting sick is no fun, but at least you have the Medicine Shoppe in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Right now, transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shoppe and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products. Remedies for every season. The Medicine Shoppe in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi-High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over two decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Cards win this one 1-0 over Superior, and so they improved to 7-7-1 overall, and the Spartans go to 4-10, but they're always a tough draw for any team. And Chai winning this one, beating the Spartans and sweeping the series for the year by 2 one-goal wins here for Chai High. Waiting for Scott Parker to join us live on our post-game show. We'll touch base with him, get his thoughts down at ice level here very shortly. Let's do our Names You Know stats recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker Bonanza Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. Stats, very simple tonight. Just one goal scored in the game. That one came at 13:38 of the first. It was Mason Johnson, the assist going to Drew Bovee and Jackson Hoym. And it sounded like this. Come the Cards. Jackson Hoym races into the zone. And the stop, top of the wheel. They still got a puck in. Oh, and scored by Mason Johnson. Soderlund with the initial save. Johnson just kept his nose to the ice and got the puck in, and the Cards have made it 1-0. And that's how the scoring went tonight. Mason Johnson will pick up his 8th goal of the year, his 15th point of the season. And Drew and Jackson with the assists tonight, and that held up for the rest of the game. Flurries at both ends. Chai High had some chances to get the insurance goal at the end with the empty net. Had about 7-8 cracks at that. Just seemed to go wide every time and so close. But the one goal held up, and Chai High wins this one 1-0. So that's our Holly Bovee Coldwell Banker stats recap. Names You Know stats recap. Brought to you by Holly Bovee, Coldwell Banker, Bonanza Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. Scott Parker will join us very shortly here to summarize from his coach's perspective. So hang in there. We'll be right back. This is our post-game show, Chai High, with a 1-0 victory over Superior. And this is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chai High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Cards post-game show here. Chai High with a 1-0 victory over Superior. Let's get the coach's thoughts. Here is Chase Hoople with Scott Parker.
All right, here we are with head coach Scott Parker. Coach, feels nice to be in the win column tonight.
Yeah, you know, we're scoring a lot of goals. So, it's a shocker. I just, this team's like been in a drought. Now, what do we got, 2 goals in three games. Is that right?
That's right.
And we're 1-1, which is pretty darn good. So, yeah, we're going to have to figure it out. But, you know, we played good at times, and other times I thought they took it to us in the second period. Superior is a gritty team, coached well, and, you know, a little bit of a hang on there for a while. Bridger made some great saves, probably one of his better games of the year. A lot of point blankers, and we could play really well out there, like I said, and then sometimes you wonder what's going on.
No, absolutely. And the one thing about this team, and especially in the last two games here with University School on Saturday and tonight's game against Superior, our goaltending, top-notch. Our defensive core, in my opinion, is doing everything we're asking them to do. They're moving the puck up ice. They're playing good D-zone. Their one-on-ones have been pretty solid. You know, and with our offensive core, we scored two goals in two games. And the thing is, we have the talent to do it on the first two lines especially. So what are we going to have to do as a coaching staff to start getting these kids to score, get pucks to the center of the ice, and start picking corners a little bit?
Well, it's going to come. It's just, you know, scores go in droughts, and, you know, there's not much you can, because like I said before, all of our drills are on shooting. What we try to do is, listen, man, you can't miss the net, okay? So we're flying the net a little bit. You know, we can have them do a few push-ups if they miss the net, okay? Teaching defensemen to just get around the guy coming at them and get the puck to the net. We're still working on that. I don't know if it was better tonight or not, but we have a tendency to shoot pucks into players, and, you know, there's just little things like that. Passing, you know, you could see that we were a little in the second period of just kind of reaching for the puck with one hand on the stick, and circling ourselves out of play, and just simple things that we can fix. It's just they're going to have to commit to it.
No, absolutely. And the biggest thing is, too, we are playing a tough schedule. And, you know, like I was telling Brandon here, you know, we're that close to being a team that can really do some damage. And a lot of that is going to be putting pucks in the net. But, you know, my last question here is, overall, what was your thoughts on tonight's game?
I thought it was a good, well-played game on both ends, and we should feel fortunate to win this game. I think without a good goalie, it might be a different score. So we're very fortunate to win this game, and we hung on, and we did what we have to do to win the game. But good goaltending is the key tonight, and we're thankful. And that's all you can say. And hopefully Thursday night we put some more points on the board.
Absolutely. Well said, Coach. Well, thank you for the time tonight, and congrats on the win.
Yeah, nice overtime win for you guys.
Thank you.
You bet. JV team won in overtime, coached by our colleague there, Chase Hoople, and Chi-High with a 1-0 victory here over Superior. Well, we'll come back in just a few minutes and get you the sports schedule. Busy one this week as we start to wind up the month of January 22. We'll talk about it when we come back on WOGL. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
The Medicine Shop knows that getting sick is about as fun as a relaxing bubble bath with no hot water and piranhas. Or walking barefoot in the morning when your cat left you a surprise.
Oh.
And so did the puppy.
Are you kidding me?
Getting sick is no fun, but at least you have the Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Well, we didn't get a whole lot of offense, but we got enough. And Chi-High beat Superior tonight 1-0. High school hockey. More hockey on Thursday. In fact, a doubleheader. We'll have the CFM, Tony Menard's team, the Chippewa Falls High School, McDonald, Menominee High School co-op team. They will take on Rochester Mayo. 4:40 for our pregame show. Puck drop at 5. And following that, Chi-High boys will host Rice Lake, trying to win that season series against the Warriors, so those games will be back-to-back on Thursday night. And then winding up the week, it's Friday night Buckets, McDonald boys basketball team hosting Thorpe. Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney have the call for you, beginning with the pregame show at 7:10 on Friday night. Now, our game on Monday, we were to play Notre Dame here at home, hockey, boys hockey against Notre Dame. At this point, it doesn't look like that game is going to take place. They're trying to find an opponent. We will let you know on WOGO Radio, but just stay tuned for that information. If we don't have Monday night game, we do have a Tuesday night game. The Cards on the road to take on North at Hobbs, 6:40 for Cardinal Countdown in Eau Claire on Tuesday night. For our crew here, for Chase Hoopel, I'm Greg Stewart. Thanks to Ezra Van Dyke, the Flying Dutchman, for doing his usual terrific job. Final tally again, Chi-High beats Superior 1-0 on the Mason Johnson goal in the first period. For the crew here, thank you for joining us. Have a great night. And this is WOGO Sports Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Thanks for listening to Chi-High Hockey on WOGO. Coverage of the Cardinals has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Culver's of Lake Alley, and by Berry Global of Chippewa Falls. Now, please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's best talk around the clock on WOGO. Rejoin our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.